one of the challenges of the human condition is not to believe that a negative cycle in the world is a punishment for you. The cycles of the world go on and on and on. And certainly it does not mean that we do not feel them, but we really do need to understand them as cycles, because cycles have a beginning and an end. When you watch the ocean, you see the power of those cycles. The tide is going out, and it feels as though the richness of those waves will never return again. You almost feel it like loss. But if you are still and patient, you will look up and you will see the tide returning again, and the waves breaking on the shore, and all of the many worlds which you cannot even see with your eye, doing exactly what they were intended to do. And in this time, it is important to remember that even though you cannot see how all of this is working, nonetheless, there are masters and mistresses of the tides of life, even the ones that are happening now. And so it does not mean that you do not feel or react or notice, but there must be a place where you say, I am giving it to you because I am not the mistress of the tides. I do not even want to be. I am on the earth. I am on the earth holding light. And that is exactly what I am intended to be doing, even in this very bad tide. Every kindness, every sharing of energy that you are able to do, every situation where you can lend a hand or extend a kindness, even the smallest one of those things is more powerful than all that is going on around you. And we want to remind you of this, because to walk through a bad time is to understand that it is indeed a cycle, and it is not the defining anything, not of your life, not of your nation's life, not of the world's life. It is a cycle that is happening. And the thing that will make the cycle come to an end in the best way is how much light you are able to hold. So rather than being the warrior, be the light warrior, because it is in the light that real power is brought to the earth. It certainly does not mean that you do not respond appropriately when you are asked to, but the power is in the holding of the light. And you will find that this is true when this cycle has passed. You will find that that is a universal truth, that your power is in how much light you can hold. And that means that that light must first be held for you, for your heart, for what you love, for who you love. It must be held for you. And from the fullness of that, it will extend in a natural way to the world around you. Just as it is important to safeguard your light, it is also important to share it. So We leave this teaching with you, and we remind you that we are with you, we support you, we are walking with you. And is it a dark time? It is. But no darkness can conquer light. So, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the energy of love all around you and breathe in love. Exhale fear. Feel a cleansing energy come up from the earth and wash the root free of any confusion it might be feeling. As the root is washed, allow it to come back into form so it is ready to create again. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the second center. And feel the cleansing energy wash away shame and judgment. Release it from your body and from your intellect so that it does not constrict your body. And let the second center simply clean for you as anything dark comes to your attention. Comes into your body, let the second center clean it and release it. Feel a cleansing energy come into your solar plexus. And let the cleansing energy wash away the emotions that need to leave your body now. That need to make your body less heavy. Let them leave. Acknowledge them and release them. And let the cleansing energy free the solar plexus to receive joy, to receive love, to receive satisfaction, to receive peace. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your heart center. And let the cleansing energy cover your heart center. And wash away all that does not serve you in the present time. Let it wash away restrictions from the past. Let it wash away scarring and wounds that come from another time, another place. Let it wash away pain, because the pain might inhibit your heart's ability to grow. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your throat. And let the cleansing energy wash away any communication that might be troublesome, all communication that might be fear-based. feel all of that happening in the communication center. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the third eye. And feel the communications center washed free of the fear of knowing. Let the third eye open and see truly, without fear, without pain, but simply see. And feel the cleansing energy come up to your body and into the crown. And as the crown opens and opens more widely, feel the golden light of the universe above your head, connecting you, filling you, making you whole again. And feel that everything that you need is now flowing down through this connection point into your body, healing, balancing, making you strong, making you secure, making you wise. And feel the love of the universe all around you like a cloak, a love that shields you, a love that keeps you safe. And feel the light in your heart grow. And as you look into your heart center, see that a gift has been left for you there. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.